Weyburn. The Weyburn Comprehensive Eagles defeated the Moose Jaw Central Cyclones on Saturday by a score of 27-7, during an away game for the South 5A 12-man football league. The game started off with the defenses for both teams holding off potential scoring drives and the game tied 7-7 at the half. Three plays turned the tide of the game in the Eagles' favor: a 76-yard run by Connor Kerr, a 92-yard run by Owen Istis, and a 46-yard run by Carter Bell. "Our quarterback sneak on the 35-yard line was a highlight for our team," said Ty Eagles, grade 12 special teams and linebacker. "He ran all the way for a touchdown, to give us a lead of 23-7. The biggest highlight was definitely Owen's big run for a touchdown. That guy danced around so many kids, and once he got to the end zone he was exhausted," said Xander Shane, grade 12 running back and linebacker. "We had a better game in general in Moose Jaw, with a lot less penalties. We played better as a team, a better running game, and our defense and offense just played well," said Tiki Umbach, grade 12 offensive and defensive lineman. "We got two of our biggest opponents out of the way now, but we still have to treat the other teams like a strong opponent. We have to stay sharp and keep getting better. The more we prepare these next few weeks, the better we will play during the playoffs," said Ryder Knox, grade 12 wide receiver and corner. "We are aiming for a repeat championship, and it won't be easy, and we have to keep preparing every week to achieve this goal." The Eagles football team had a joint practice with players from Weyburn Minor Football Association on Thursday evening at the WMF field. "It was great to show the kids the wonderful program, and how Weyburn has become a strong football community," said Shane. "The program has grown so much since I was young, and it was great to be out there and showing the kids what football is all about. It was a lot of fun. It is a lot bigger program than when I was playing in minor football," added Knox. "It was nice to see the kids, teach them a little more about football and share that moment with the little kids to build a relationship between our program and their program." The Eagles will have their home opener on Friday night, when they host Estevan at the Weyburn Minor Football League field for a game under the lights. "We are working on some minor stuff during practice, to get our plays better for the home opener," said Eagles. "I am hoping that we can eliminate all of our mistakes and have a flawless game against Estevan," said Umbach. "I hope the seniors get a chance to show off, because it will be the last game for us on that field. I am hoping we have a sharp and well-executed win against Estevan," said Knox. "I think it will be a great game, with the fans, and a chance for us to win at home."